Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I think I'm doing all right. We're on flood watch until 10 o'clock. Again. And right now it's
we
not raining
by the lake.
Here at the moment. It's crazy what's going on.
We drove out by the lake because we live close to Lake Erie.
Yeah, how would that
today.
Go?
Oh, my gosh, this lake is so high. I have never, in all the years I've been coming here, I have never seen this lake this high. It was, like, wild. It was crazy.
Wow.
We were going to go out to lunch at a restaurant that's on the lake, and the whole pier was flooded, you know. So, I said, hey.
Whoa.
I've never seen that before. So, a phenomenal amount of water.
Wow. Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to my neighborhood food line because usually that water is pretty washed out that road. So, I did try to do that earlier today in anticipation.
Be prepared, especially on the day that Mercury goes retrograde. Always be prepared.
Oh, yes.
You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Mercury retrograde is so amazingly tricky, for sure. And the thing I liked about the chart tonight, though, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Mercury is retrograding at 7:15, right after we get off the show, okay? And it's kissing Mars, and they're both sitting exactly by degree on my retrograde Mercury in my birth chart.
I did not think about that. What kind of great power
isn't
that,
that
is.
Crazy?
Oh, it's great.
I know. And
you know, because I'm going to say this, because we always talk about how Mercury retrogrades are always challenging for a large portion, you know, for the majority of the people, and it's like everybody can't deal with this. The people that are born with a retrograde planet, and when that planet goes retrograde, actually gain a great deal more power and are more productive during that period of time. It's fascinating because this is a unique one that has Mars conjunct it. I don't remember the last time
exactly. We've
ever had Mars conjunct Mercury when it went retrograde.
Absolutely. And they're both trining Chiron, okay? And Mercury is sitting right on my Mercury, and Mars is sitting right on my South Node in the ninth house of metaphysics. Really?
Ah.
How cool is that? How cool is that? I'm excited.
You're flying. How awesome is that? That's so awesome.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things going on today. There were so many things I wasn't sure how I wanted to put the show out there, you know? And I love what's happening, again, with the nice water trines that are going on right now. And also that square to Uranus from both Mars and Mercury and Taurus. And, of course, what came to my mind when I first saw the square was I just remembered to pray for the people that are experiencing those earthquakes in California right now. You know, because Uranus and Taurus, they had all the fires. And now it's in Taurus, and now they're having the earthquakes. And I'm worried also about mudslides, too, because of that earth energy that's unpredictable right now, you know? So I stopped myself, and I was looking at this and put the thing on for the show tonight, and I just sent out some really love and light and prayers for the people of California to be as safe as possible right now. I guess there hasn't been a loss of life. There's been damage. But I haven't checked recently in the last few hours because I just got busy, but I'm going to check on it before I go to bed tonight. And put some devotions out there for these people because, yeah.
And one of the blessings in that, because I'm born and raised SoCal girl, Earthquake City. So here again, one of the blessings about that earthquake was is that it was a rolling one. They have two different types. One is more jagged, and the other one's more rolling. And we're really lucky when it rolls as well. So it's, you know, it's amazing how, you know, the shift was the easiest shift that the earth could take at that point in time for whatever reason it needed to. So, yes, there were several blessings in that situation that it so could have been way worse than what it was. So, and still is, because, again, here, they have, apparently they're having a lot of tremors after. This one has a lot of small tremors.
Yeah, they're
after.
Having a lot. Yep. They're having a lot of tremors and everything. Because I went and looked at the numbers and everything. Because I have friends out there, just like I'm sure you have friends and family out there. And I said, well, I just want to put the right thing out, you know, at this time. Because Mercury retrograding in that square, okay, is never going to reach the exact square, at least not in this cycle. And so I'm like, all right, well, that could be good. And I'm sure that people are taking the necessary preparations now because it is all over the news. Everybody has awareness. People are signing onto Facebook and saying, I'm okay. I love that. You know, that makes me feel better.
What I think also helps that is you talked about it in a little different of the way when you broadcast the show, but what I think really helps that is that the Sun and Saturn retrograde and the North Node and South Node are in opposition there, hanging out with each other, okay? And
yes.
I think it's and that's the time I talk about that rebalancing, is because you have the home and the foundation, okay, that they're just making and altering to make a stronger foundation in there. Even though, you're right, I love the point of pay it forward. This is the time to do the work and do the diligent to make assistance and help at this point in time. The blessings that will come from it are just going to be awesome. And I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be out there helping them out as a result of this.
Absolutely, yes, yes. So, and again, Neptune, of course, is entwined to those energies too, the Sun and the head of the dragon retrograde. So again, people that have been through this before, those that have been through experiences that are similar, they're going to step up to the plate, whether they're actual hired or they're people that are volunteer forces. So I just think that that's going to happen in this cycle, and I'm very thankful for that, too. Very thankful for that, yes.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be wonderful, you know, in a catastrophe of what it can be. Let me put it that way. Been through a few myself.
But, you know, when I lived in California, you know, I only experienced one earthquake, okay? And just to tell you how crazy my life is, you know me. I'm like the storm queen. All these weird, unexpected things happen to me out of the blue all the time. All right. So it's the day that I decide to redesign my glassware, and I'm on my knees on my counter with all this glassware in my hand when my kitchen starts to shake.
That would not be a good position.
I know why. So I decided that it's time to take all the glassware and put it carefully into the sink and get my buns into the bathroom in the bathtub, and that's what I did.
Oh, I have so many stories. My favorite, and I'll give you one quick one of my favorite because it was the most astonishing earthquake.
Oh, go ahead. I
want
to hear this. Go for it. Yeah.
I was on my way to work driving, and I stopped at a stop sign. And all of a sudden, we started to have an earthquake. But I didn't think it was an earthquake. I thought my car was moving and my brakes were going until my car started moving sideways and jumped the curb. Then I went, how long is this going to go on? But after, you know, I missed the stop sign. I didn't hit any trees when it shook me over there. So after, I just, you know, backed my car up, drove back on the street, and drove to work. being in Southern California, being raised on the San Andreas Fault Line, you experienced it a few times.
I'm sure. Oh, yes. Wow. Well, now the old song, I feel the earth move under my feet. Well, that's not the way you want to do it.
No.
Every
area has their own disasters and interesting, for the United States, it's such a diverse place, from the desert to the ocean and all the different areas in between. If anybody's ever traveled the United States, each area, whether it be Kansas and its tornadoes and the crazy storms that they have, or Florida and the hurricanes, or the East Coast, each place has its phenomenon and it's so diverse. And it's fascinating about how this earth stretches and moves to really grow and expand. And even though this may be very challenging, I think it's all about that expansion and growth, because Jupiter is retrograde in Sagittarius, and it is in conjunct to the sun. So it's really bringing that truth of what is for our benefit to us, to nurture us and to nurture this earth.
What lesson are we supposed to be learning? I ask myself that all the time and say, okay, this probably is a blessing in disguise, so how can I reconnect the part of me that's eternal and indestructible and know that I am going to get through this, whatever it might be? And so far, I'm still standing.
Still doing your best.
And so are you.
As good as you can. It's it.
See, my mother has this saying.
And
she said she thinks everybody has at least two books in them. Like you said, everybody has had these like remarkable experiences that it's like a one of a kind love affair worth living here.
We all have our own journey on this earth, and that's one of the things I love about astrology is because no two charts are exactly alike, even twins. And I find that to be fascinating, that you always find some kind of crazy critical degrees with twins. That how divine is that, that each one of us have our own unique personal experience on this earth, that each one of us are going to have something a little different than every other person.
Yeah, now that's very true about twins, because I've done a lot of twins. And as you know, Rod, my former husband, he was a twin. And they were born 9 minutes apart. In those 9 minutes, the moon was a critical degree, and so was the ascendant. So there was, again, you could tell the dominant from the recessive twin right away as soon as you put the two charts down. But the problem I had when I was down in Florida is I had these triplets that were C-section, okay? And they were so close in minutes, I couldn't find a designation, so I just had to use my psychic stuff.
Well, you do, because again here, especially when they're doing C-sections, it's interesting how they do that. You really, it's hard to define certain things because it's not only divine, the C-section, but it's also a forced C-section. So there's a little bit more, humanness in that when it occurs.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. But I loved reading the girls. They were fun. We would have so much fun in there. They said, I can't imagine we have the same birthday and almost the same time. They were all within like 3 minutes. And we're all so different. I said, well, that's okay, because that's where the psychic stuff comes in. I'm good at that. I can handle it, okay? So I did, but oh, my goodness. But it was amazing how
remember,
the choices you have in a chart. The choice you have in a chart.
Right.
It's part of your vibration. And you and I both know we do a lot of phone consultations, but when you have somebody in your presence or you're really tuned in with your ears, even if you're doing it on the phone, you can feel that essence of them in a unique way as well.
I have a Pisces moon with a grand trine with my Mercury, Venus, Neptune, and Mars. So
oh, yes, ma'am.
All I have to do is have you just say something, do something, and I'll feel your energy. That's freaking for sure. I'm a vibey kind of girl.
Absolutely. You're amazing.
And where that comes in when you see the uniqueness, especially with the, like these triplets, is that 50% of our choices, our free will, okay? So each one of those triplets have a choice that they can make that is different than the other, even though they are so similar. And we are. We're a lot, you know, I've ran into, in my lifetime, a girl who was born almost exactly 12 and a half hours before me, and another girl who was born almost exactly 12 and a half hours after me. Fascinating that
wow.
the universe would put us together. And you can see the similarities
yeah.
because of what we had, okay, together in our charts. But you could also see our free will and our choices of what we made or what choices we made to do in our lives that were completely different than each other's as well. And again here, I always talk about that when I work with people, about how free will plays such a huge part in our lives and how we have the
Absolutely.
Right to choose in every situation how we're going to react to that and what we're going to do about that. Even though, yes, the universe, I mean, it has a long, hard impact on us, and it gives us influences, but it also gives us free will.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better. Cool. Well, we've got a few people on hold. I suppose we should see how we can enlighten them tonight, Jacqueline. What do you think?
How about we do that? We're just gabbing along this Mercury retrograde.
Yes, I know. I can already, I mean, it's standing still. I can feel it all over me. It's bizarre. All right. I'm going to take the first one. 978.
Hi, ladies. Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. I'm sure you recognize my voice by now. I try to get in to be the first caller. Anyway, it's Kathleen. I have a specific question pertaining to myself. It's my date of birth is August 4th. 1957.
57, Lowell, Massachusetts. Yes.
Yeah, at 7:14 a.m. And I now live in Haverhill, Mass. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have been without a car since back surgery. I've been without a car. I sold it a month before my surgery in November of 2017. And I'm thinking of, I've been looking at cars. I wanted to know, I still have problems with my balance, what have you, but I think, you know, I don't think I'd have a hard time driving. I'd need a handicap plate and what have you. Do you see a big purchase in the month of July or August for me, thinking it's a car?
Well, Jupiter's only in Sagittarius every 12 years for a full year, and it's retrograde until August 12th, okay? Now, we have a Mercury retrograde coming in, and it's still in its shadow until August 15th. So I'm going to recommend that you do it after those dates, okay, late August, if you're going to do it, because with Jupiter retrograde, it's time for you to do the research. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. I think in September. I think you're being a little ahead, my little Leo baby, with that little Uranus conjunction. I know that you want to jump ahead a little. I know you feel it coming, okay? Jupiter is going to go direct, and it's going to go over your Arabic part of fortune. This is transiting through your fourth house of your home, your stability, solid, security, safety, okay? And so it's the optimum time for you in September when it starts to get closer to that Jupiter, that Arabic part of fortune, to get it then, Okay. Even into October wouldn't be too bad is what I'm trying to say. You've got September, October where I think you could really do your best then, more than you could under a Mercury retrograde, first of all, in July.
Price.
I would never tell anybody to buy a car. Nobody buys a car in July. That is not a good idea in any way, shape, or form.
You know, it's
because
funny
Mercury
you mentioned September, October, because I started collecting, I was on SSI, the third day of September, I started collecting Social Security, which is more money for me. And, not a whole heck of
perfect.
A lot, but
whoa.
Yeah, so I figured, geez, that would be better timing to put down on the paperwork, this is what I'm making now versus what I'm making now.
So much better.
A lot less.
So much better. I'm going to tell you,
more security.
That is the timing of it. Really, that is the timing of it. I think you're just jumping ahead. And you just need to relax a little bit. Do the research. Keep doing the research. I'm with Aphrodite. This is a great time to keep dreaming, looking at, well, maybe this type or maybe that. Well, what about this or what about that? What do I want? What do I don't want? What are the deals? What aren't the deals? You know, look around. Do some research. Really find the place that you really like and feel comfortable working with when you do this. Because
yeah, I know there's a lot
of
deals going on now. But
it's the perfect time to find those gems. You know, those things that, this will really be perfect, you know.
So you think I would find a good car then? Because I've been looking now, and there's some good deals. But I know they want to get rid of their inventory, you know, for the 219s.
Just wait. It's going to get better, again, here for you personally, because Arabic part of fortune, it's one of the few Arabic parts I like, okay? There's tons of them. You can get them for anything. But the Arabic part in itself, it's like a double Jupiter. It brings you great benefits. It helps you expand and grow. That is so perfect of the timing for Jupiter to come over it, because now you've got this is so going to move in the right momentum. And again, for your security, since it is in your fourth house or your home. So again here, do the research, but don't go any further than that.
Just do the research. Do you think this is something I would get a good deal on and be able to afford then, or is that not something
you
can tell?
Research,
I think it's
going to
give you freedom in every way. It's going to give you freedom every way, and I so agree with Jacqueline, because the second week of October, see, Jupiter is going to redirect its orbit, okay, on the 12th of August. It's sitting dead on your part of fortune in that fourth house of the second week of October. So even if you found something and you decided that you wanted that car and you wanted to customize it, it took you a little longer to get behind the seat, I think it's going to be perfect. And the optimism is going to just return to you at that point. You're going to start to feel your freedom. But it's a great time to test drive cars right now for you because the retrograde. Because you're going to be able to do that comparison shopping in your mind.
Oh, I don't think I could afford brand new.
No,
I was
test drive
maybe
different vehicles because in different years, you know, you can go to used car lots. You don't have to go to new car lot.
I figured like 2 years
and
old.
And again, well, that would be fine. But you want to know how it feels mostly behind the wheel because of your previous injury. And you also just want to feel how it makes you feel when you drive it. You want to feel protected, but you also want to feel that freedom ring. Okay?
Yeah.
So make this a fun discovery. This is going to be fun for you.
Oh, good. I'm so happy. I've been without one for so long, I'm going bananas. I really am.
It's almost there. Again, I'm saying it's almost there. It's almost there.
And you said August 12th, so is that a time to begin looking to the second week of October?
Now
is that what you mean?
No, you can look now, but after the 12th, look seriously. Okay?
Oh, after August 12th.
Because all Jupiter's retrograde, you're going to have an idea of how much room you need, okay, how you mobile you want to be on the road, how it handles, okay? And as you know, there's different braking systems. So you want to make sure you're in a really comfortable braking system so that when that happens, your lumbar spine is not going to buckle, okay?
Right, and I can't stand those rear view, you know, to back up. I'm not used to all that new stuff. You know, when you back
up,
it's
a little training, but it's really not that hard. It's really not that hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it
can
help you in a lot of ways sometimes. Oh, you're welcome. Let us know how you do, Kathleen.
Just shoveling it out in the winter where I live because there's no garages. It's all just parking spaces. My back will get a real good workout then.
Just make sure that you warm up and cool down after you do that or get help.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's good advice.
You're going to have more money after the SSI comes through. So you're going to have that, and this year maybe you can get somebody to shovel for you, and that way you won't have to worry about that part. So you want to do, as Jacqueline pointed out already very clearly, this is about you being secure with your newfound freedom as it unfolds. This is what we're trying to tell you tonight. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it. And please keep me on.
God bless you.
God bless both of you.
Sure will.
Thank you. Okay, hon.
Thank you. Bye. Kind of neat how that fire is moving together, huh, Jacqueline?
Yeah. And so, you know, under this Mercury retrograde, I can understand and appreciate why she would be so impatient, you know. That Uranus conjunction with that is kind of interesting, even though it's just dancing on the side of it.
Exactly. Again, some really good things are worth working your strategy and find out what you really want to invest in, you know, because a car is an investment. I don't care if it's 2 years old, 5 years old, it's still an investment. And you want to be able to really get from point A to point B, and you want to enjoy the ride, and you want to basically be able to park it well, and you want make sure that you're ergonomically correct if you've had injuries in the past. And not all cars are that way, depending on her size. Like, I'm only 5 foot tall. I weigh about 101 pounds. This car can't even friggin' reach the gas pedal. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, and it's all in the ride. It's all in the experience. You want to have fun in the experience. You don't want to just accept whatever. You just got to have fun instead of, okay, well, I have to have this, so I'll just accept this. So, you know, it's all in the ride. So it's all in the adventure of getting the, you know, finding the one that works really well for her. So I like that.
Exactly right. Yeah, like the old biker saying, some say it's about the journey. Some say it's about the destination, but it's really about the ride.
All about it. I'm always about the ride.
All about it. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you tonight?
How are you?
Doing great.
And who are we speaking with?
Rose Maria, 1231-74.
Oh, I thought I knew that voice. How are you?
Doing great.
Good.
Better than before.
Okay.
So is there a specific question for us tonight? Ooh, interesting.
Rose Maria? Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yes.
I can hear you now. Great. Do you still live in New Jersey?
Yeah, right now I'm in Jersey.
How do you like it?
Want to get out of here, basically.
Yeah, I got that feeling. Okay. So what did you want to ask us tonight, honey? What's on your mind? How can we help you?
Trying to move out and to a different location, probably overseas again, and with the relationship, if that goes right this time, and because I've been manifesting and the wrong guys are trying to contact me and trying to brush them off, if that makes sense. the wrong ones.
Just an old relationship from the past that's coming back?
I know he's been around. It's newer guys, and he's behind the scenes on a couple of them, too. So he knows better. I just told him about it the other day again. So if he doesn't do it directly, forget it. Does that make sense?
Where did you want to move to, Rosemary? Where did you want to go?
Overseas, back in Italy.
Okay, well, which country, which city?
Italy.
And what city?
It's actually the not the capital, but closest city is Bari, 20 kilometers away from there, near Greece.
All right. Okay. Right now, trying to make a big decision about relationships can be a bit difficult because Saturn, the planet of commitment, is retrograde, sitting right on your Mercury, and the planet of power, like death and rebirthing, is retrograde right on top of your Venus. So you're trying to be constructive, remembering what relationship issues you've had in the past. And you don't mind making a new mistake, but you don't want to keep making the same mistake twice, right?
Right.
Okay. The sun is opposing this right now. And so is the head of the dragon right on top of your Saturn. Your ruler is a Cappy. Honey, I have to tell you, for you to be sitting still and still be able to consciously talk to us tonight, I'm giving you a lot of credit right now, okay? I'm giving you a lot of credit. That's tough. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I can understand why, and it's probably a relationship that's back in Italy. Is that correct?
That's part of it, in a business that I want to start a new one with.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you this. You need to set this old relationship from the past down. Okay, you have your boundaries and limits, and it's not going to be the reason that you go. Do I like that area for you? Yeah. I think it's definitely matches your personality a little bit better. Okay, then the United States does. I don't think the United States is the best place for you. I'm sorry, okay? But I don't necessarily think that you get your greatest benefits here, okay? So, again, here, I like the relocation a lot better. But the whole point of this is that you have to focus on the work. That's how come it goes into the Saturn retrograde and the old issue from the past, is it's because for you to go and do this, it's all about building that business. It's all about making that business. It's all about finding that passion and going for that passion. That's what this is all about. Set the relationship aside, focus on that, and then when you get there, you'll know what to do as far as that relationship is concerned. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it's going to be a while with the money and all that stuff, too. And that's why
it's going to be intense. I'm going to tell you this next month, you're going to want something more from this relationship than what you're going to be able to get, okay? And this is the reason why I think reevaluating that situation and sitting back and putting your own boundaries and limits on what you will accept or won't accept during this period of time is the best thing you can do, okay?
Right.
So, you know, this whole thing is right before your moon, okay, both Mars and Mercury. But Mars is direct, and Mars is going to continue to be direct, and it's going to go over your moon and your Arabic part of fortune and then your vertex, okay? This is all in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, which goes into that one-to-one relationship, which is going to make it intense. I don't care how you do it. If you sit back and say nothing, this one is still going to have to address this relationship with you during that period of time because of that energy. Okay, so here again, I say be silent, sit back and wait, and focus your energies on others, and be more investigative when you're talking to this one.
Yeah, I know his tricks and all that stuff, and if he talks, yeah, I talked to him a couple weeks ago. I'm surprised he answered me this time.
Right.
So I told him, well,
now,
yes,
if you were
going to
move, would you want to move by the end of the year? Would you want to move before or after your next birthday?
Hopefully soon, if I get enough money or if they're going to send it to me and get going, if that makes sense. He's already have a house with him and his brother, so it's like, if the brother gets out of the way, that makes sense.
Okay.
Hopefully soon.
I don't know if the move, I'm not sure about the move for you for a couple of reasons, and I'm going to tell you why I say that. I just quickly brought you up and looked at your progress chart, and I decided to put it on your birthday this year. That's your solar return, and I would like maybe Jacqueline could take a look at that for you as well. But sometimes if you take more time and you work out some of the strategies, especially with the parade of planets that are retrograde this summer, to try and make a move of this magnitude can be a little bit tricky. So I went ahead and I put in your relocation score if you're staying where you are or going to Italy, okay, on your birthday this coming year, okay? And usually what they do is they qualify it in 12 different categories. And each category is given a number between 0 to 150. Now, in Italy, your detailed friendship and family is only 69, and all the other scores are 0. If I go back and look at where you are now, friendship and family soars to 202 off the graph. Responsibility and focus, 121, nice and high. Imagination, inspiration, 570. So I don't know if it's your location or your lifestyle that really needs to take a quantum leap here. Okay? So I think it's a time with all these retrogrades, as Jacqueline pointed out, take your time, do the research, see this through, deal with things one at a time. I think you're looking for like an escape and a sudden advancement because you've been in a funk, and I get that. But you have to make a lot of your changes in your inner before you can make them in your outer. I so agree with Jacqueline. You need to take a look at this relationship, see it through until you can make that definite choice inside yourself that you're so sure about, there is no alternative. Okay? I so agree with her on this. And then see where you want to be.
And I'm going to say this because she brought up your solar return, okay? And it's back to that career situation is where it is. It goes back into it, all of your Capricorn stuff, and there's a whole run of Capricorn stuff, okay? Goes from your first to your second house. You have a Sagittarius rising, which does give you the inclination for travel. But all that Capricorn energy is, again, going back into, and my point is, your career. What do you want to do for a living? What is your passion? It's not about the one-to-one relationship. It's about the work right now. And your solar return, which comes in December, if you're still in Camden, New Jersey, it has that same effect on you, okay? I really think that this area is transformative for you, but I think it's mostly transformative because of the passion of the work you're going to do more than the relationship. So I have to strongly encourage it one more time for you to look at this realistically as far as that's concerned. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You mean like research about him and the business and stuff like that?
Work on the business and let the rest take care of itself.
Got it.
That's really
what I'm boiling it down to
is work on that business. Let the rest take care of itself and don't be proactive. Don't be that cardinal sign that you are. Natally, you have your sun in your 12th house. It's a cardinal sign, so you want to act. But being in the 12th house is a reactive. So you have to know when to act and when to react, okay? Your whole relationship right now is a reactive thing. Your whole career right now, and that's not normal, but you've got two focuses. Your whole career right now is all about that passion and putting that proactiveness into it. So be reactive to the relationship. Be proactive to the work.
Got it, yeah. It's like a B&B and doing nails and stuff like that. And it's, yeah, it's like
I have to hammer it into you, my little Capricorn. You guys are mountain goats. You're stubborn.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, Rosemary, I want to tell you one thing, one more thing that you don't know. Now, Jupiter is the planet of good fortune and abundance. It magnifies everything it touches. It's only in a sign for a year every 12. Right now it's in Sagittarius and it's retrograde, so it's not a time to make a long-distance move because it's retrograde. It does go forward on August 12th, okay? And after August 12th, you might get much more excited about your career and your purpose, but it goes into Capricorn, your sign, on December 3rd for a full year. It's going to run roughshod all over your Capricorn planets and make you so successful, you're not even going to believe it. And this only happens every 12 years. This only happens every 12 years, okay? This is your time to expand all your possibilities between August 12th and December. That's why I thought you probably wouldn't make a major change to reestablish yourself where you are or go to your dream place until really close to your next birthday. I feel if you do the research, because you have so much Capricorn in your solar return this year, and Jacqueline's been looking at it, and she's so amazing, you're going to have your act together then, much more than you do now. Okay?
Cool. Yeah, hopefully, I guess it's near my birthday. Yeah, because I do want to be there, like, for my birthday and celebrate with them and some friends and stuff like that. Yeah, that's true.
Well, we're on your side. Keep us posted on what's going down, okay?
All right, cool. Hopefully that the partnership will come through, too, with that. Yeah, cause you know what I mean, with the money tied and stuff like that and financial problems. Cool. Appreciate it.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful Sunday. We'll talk to you next week, maybe. Okay.
All right, cool.
God bless. I was talking to you earlier, Jacqueline, about this phenomena I'm going to be putting out on the internet right at the show today. And for those who are listening, Mercury is going technically retrograde. It's 7:15 this evening, right after the show. And when I worked up my transits for this upcoming month and everything, I and Jack and I both do this together because we're busy and we try and get something out for everyone to be able to read, understand, and enjoy. And so all these thoughts started to occur to me. Mercury is standing still right now. It retrogrades quarter after the hour of 7, okay? And it's conjunct Mars, which is very interesting. It's retrograding when there's that much power to it. But also, it's interesting because Mercury is going to basically be retrograde. And then it's going to go direct. Let me tell you the exact date on that. Let's see here. Here we are. It goes direct on the 1st of August. But it's still in its shadow until August 15th. Now, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is retrograde. It goes direct on August 12th. Now, isn't that interesting? But Mercury is going to come out of its shadow completely on the black moon. We have a black moon this month on the 31st. Now, not every place in the world has a black moon. Because it's so close to midnight, certain time zones, we can't call it a black moon. The black moon is the second new moon of a month, where a blue moon is the second full moon of the month. But Mercury comes out of its shadow on the black moon. And to me, this is very significant, this particular Mercury retrograde, but not in a bad way. To me, it seems very empowering. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. In some ways, it is. An extremely empowering Mercury retrograde. Again, I go back to rarely have we ever seen this dance. So it's going to take that charge of that Mars, and it's going to boost itself as it goes retrograde. and then Mars is going to pass over it. So people are going to feel more compelled psychologically to be more creative, to empower themselves more than what they ever have as a result of this. And it's in conjunct Saturn. And with that in conjunct of Saturn, it means you got to do the work. You got to set the foundation. And so people will be thinking about foundational changes that they want in their life during this period of time and be a little bit more proactive with it. But since it is an in conjunction, it's knowing when to act and when to react, when to think, when to move. It's kind of a tricky feel with that of because there's going to be a lot more impulsiveness under this one that I find than any other one. So people will be a little bit more impulsive when it's sometimes you got to be impulsive and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you have to capitalize on the opportunity and sometimes you have to vacillate and wait. And I think that's going to be a tricky line for everybody on this whole entire month.
Absolutely. Now, it's an interesting month because we've got the solar eclipse, the lunar eclipse, and the black moon all going on at one time, Mercury retrograde. And again, it's just it is a time where everybody's getting tired of waiting because so many of the ponderous planets are retrograde right now. And they're like, I hate to say it, but there's events and there's process. But each event is important. But the process itself might still be in progress, even though some of the events are leading you towards a go or towards a stop. It's all part of the process. And everyone's creative in one way or the other. I don't care who you are. And to know that when you have a vision of something that's greater than yourself, you go through some bells and whistles to get there, pretty much. And that's what we're seeing a lot of this month. And now a lot of my clients have been going through that. Have yours, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. You know, and let me put another mark on this because, again, when I'm teaching classes, I talk about the Leo energy and how the Leo energy is definitely the dynamic energy of the preacher, of the one who speaks out of that inspiration and that truth. Okay, but it's not about complaining, yelling, and screaming or anything else like this. That creation or that creativity is about, I have faith. I believe that this is going to be, okay? And putting it out there, even though you may not see it in front of you occurring, but saying, yeah, this is inspiring. This is what I desire. This is where I'm going. Is so going to be better for your direction with this Leo energy than trying to fight or trying to force a situation. Because I would never take action under a Mars conjunct Mercury retrograde. That's kind of it's kind of like tripping yourself up. You know, it's like putting a banana peel in front of you and stepping on it. So there's a certain amount of caution over this next week that I caution everybody if you're going to act impulsively. This is not the time, you know, with Mars tripping over it. Wait. Capitalize when it's presented to you. Don't be proactive.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a very, very interesting week.
A little bit of a dance
that
there.
For sure. Do a little bit of the dance, yes. Make it happen. And know that certain things are going to be on hold and other things are moving forward. And it's all part of the big picture. And
it is.
See, we live in a society where everything's click and go. You know, we want instant gratification. And that's really not what it's supposed to be. Like, Jacqueline, you're very involved in gardens, and I am. One of my best friends is a gardener. And all the stuff that's going on here is, it takes time for things to grow, to become ripe, to be picking, you know? And a lot of things depend on how well that crop is. The wind, the rain, the sun, you know? Being the caretaker of the dream. And that I think it's a part of the gardener mentality that you adore, Jacqueline, because I've heard you talk about it so much. Okay.
And I understand that.
Yes.
And here again, in this day and age of technology, we've lost a lot of that process. And, you know, you go to the grocery store, you buy your spaghetti sauce. You don't have to wait, you know, 6 to 8 weeks for the tomatoes to grow, then pick the tomatoes, process them with all the herbs and everything else that you're waiting to grow during that period of time, and how things percolate in our process. And how from one day to the next, and this is just fascinating how you can say, okay, it's green today, let's see how it looks tomorrow, and you can start to see all of a sudden one day you walk out there and it's perfectly ripe. And here again, it's only a matter of days. So we look at things not as accepting that we need it at the moment, but that we need it in the long-term process. And this is where we've lost this long-term process. Everybody wants that instant gratification. And I can agree with you, this is not the time for instant gratification, okay? It's mm-hmm. the time to act as, okay, what do we need? How do we need to sustain this? And I'm not telling everybody to go out and do what I do and you know, manufacture 20% of the food that you intake. But, you know, here again, it's about what is your process in your life, your personal process. I have Mars in Cancer, so it's just a natural fit for me to do farming. But for others, it is not. But it's what do they want to harvest? What do they want to put those energies into nurturing and taking that long-term effect to grow, to manifest, to harvest in the long term? That's what this is all about. It's really seeing that process along. And even though we may want it instantly right now, I'm going to tell you it's a little rough around the edges for your instant gratification, people.
Absolutely. Well, we do have one more call. You want to try? We got 8 more minutes. You want to go ahead and pick up another caller?
How about we do that?
All right. I think he's a friend of mine. Let's go. Area code 603, you're on the air.
Yes, it is me. Hi, Aphrodite. How
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Robert. How you doing, honey? Oh, good. We're
good.
So happy
how
to
are you?
Tonight. We've been having fun talking about all the crazy cosmic things going on.
Yes. Yes, I've been listening. It's been fascinating, especially with my current situation being what it is. That explains a whole lot of stuff that's going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
just double checking. You're November 30th, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
And now he
right
lives
one.
In New Boston, New Hampshire.
Instead of old
Boston.
Boston,
Massachusetts, which is where he was born. It's all good though, right, Robert?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he's got a beautiful place up there. He's got a beautiful place up there. It's so private. It's so spacious. And, yeah, he's doing pretty good up there. So what's going on? Is it about
yes.
career?
Yeah, this is a straight career concern. I've got, I'm pretty close to having to change jobs soon, and I'm trying to find one that's reasonably decent, and I need to find one very, very soon. And so that's actually what I'm calling to ask about.
Well, because of the way the retrograde planets are hitting your chart,
mm-hmm.
it's probably better to go back to a place that you've either worked for before or you applied to before. For some reason, it wasn't your best option because Pluto's retrograde on your Venus in your second house of how you earn your daily mm-hmm. bread, and Jupiter's retrograde on your Saturn, which has to do with your experience and your reputation. So your reputation from the past and how you empowered your employer in the past should come to your aid. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think my little bird wants to fly and realizes that he can't fly at this point in time, that he has to roll up his sleeves and do his work. Okay. That's what I think it is. I know you want, I hear you, I know you want to launch your business, your work. I know you want to get it out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not the time to do that, okay? I so agree with Aphrodite, and I'll go back to that, that if you want a job right now, I would go back to something from the past, something your reputation has already been put out there with, something you've applied for before, something else, okay?
Okay.
I really don't think that your work is going to take off anytime in the near future. I agree that you should have heard a lot of our stuff is pointing in of that reevaluation rate is percolating. Okay,
yes.
You got that all over your chart. Okay, it's percolating over the summer.
Yes.
Keep the faith. Okay,
just spit out. Yes.
Yes, I'm pretty much aware, yeah. None of the stuff that I want to do independently is ready yet, and probably won't be for a while.
About 2 months. Okay.
I'm just worried.
Hang out for about 2 months. Okay.
Okay.
Reevaluate. Trust the process. Work whatever you have to work, but don't doubt the process is my whole key point here, because Mars is going to go into your 10th house of your career, and it's going to set that off. It's going to be in trine with Uranus. When it hits that enlightenment and awakenment, you're going to see the light bulb go on. So it's all about preparing for that light bulb to go on. It's all about the next couple months you doing that reevaluation and going through that, you know, percolating time, building, being creative, trusting the process that it's going to happen, and do whatever work you got to do to get along with it. But no, it's temporary is my point, okay? You're going to go back to a job.
Yeah,
you're gonna get
going
to get a temporary period of time, and you're not going to be there forever. So just let that be what it is. Roll up your sleeves and do the work you need to do. Saturn's retrograde in your second house. Old issues from the past financially have reoccurred again. You just need to roll up your sleeves and do the work, okay? I'm sorry, but that's the way, you know, that's what it is. So,
that's what
you
got. Okay. Hey.
If you do that, you'll have a happier life. Don't frustrate yourself by trying to do something you can't do.
Well, no, the only thing I'm
trying to do is just find
a steady source of income for the next several months. Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, that's all you need
to do. Sounds like I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
Jupiter turns around right on top of your Saturn on the 12th of August.
Mm-hmm.
I so agree with Jacqueline that Mars moving through Leo, okay, Mars is a planet of work and service and following your heart. So even if you take something that you know is temporary, like as a contract assignment for the time that you need, close enough, because what Mars is going to do is going to enter your ninth house of higher education. I know you're working on higher education right now. And so it's going to allow you to be brave enough to work a job that you like, they'll support you, and the education that you're almost to your end point, as Jacqueline pointed out, it's going to bring you to your dream. Okay?
Okay.
You want to be able to balance both right now. And she was talking earlier in the show about it is all about balance. And if you can just get to a place, do your thing. It can be an independent contract. It doesn't have to be forever. And if you can get through and get your dissertation done, everything's going to change, because then you can create the unique thing that you're going to love. It's going to be part of you. It's going to be an extension of yourself.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to get ready to sign off. And I love you, and I always hope for the best for you, because you're brilliant. Okay?
Okay. All right. You have a great night, folks.
All right. God
bless.
Bye-bye. Right. Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and Jack and I just so love doing the show, and we'll be here next Sunday from 6 to 7, helping to answer your questions and give you a little bit of guidance or encouragement, because the beautiful thing about astrology, it shows your future unfolding. When to pause and when to go at warp speed, right, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. Timing.
Tell them where they can find you.
Okay, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
You can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. Speak to you again next week. Many blessings. Good night.